Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Lamed Hey. We are holding on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and the Zeichu Nishmas Mother Tov Basimcha Shalom, and also by Daniel Sadian for the safe and quick return of all of our hostages, the protection of Am Yisrael and all of our Chayalim. I forgot the exact wording, I don't have to print it out right now, but we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today what we're going to discuss is, if you recall, the last thing we did yesterday was we had a Mishnah that spoke about cases where a shor is more chayiv than an adam is, meaning cases where a shor would be chayiv and adam doing the same thing would be pater, as well as the reverse, cases where adam would be chayiv and shor would be pater. So the Gemara is going to talk about the concept of mekalkel b'chabura and mekalkel b'havara, that normally if you're mekalkel in Melech HaShabbos, you're going to be pater. Why are we talking about Melech HaShabbos? Because the Mishnah had spoken about one of the cases where a shor is going to be chayiv, where the Baal HaShor is going to be chayiv, but an adam who does something is pater, is if he does a hezek in a way that's also mechal Shabbos. If he does a hezek in a way that's chil Shabbos, a shor when he does a hezek that's mechal Shabbos is still chayiv for the hezek. The owner is still chayiv for the hezek. But when an adam does it, the adam is not going to be chayiv for the hezek because of kam le'bidrabe minei, that he's chayiv misa for the chil Shabbos. So he's only going to get the worst of the two punishments. So that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion that even though normally mekalkel is a lack of meleches machshavas, and on Shabbos you're going to be putter for anything that's done in a destructive way. What about melachos that are inherently destructive, like b'chavala and like havara? So is mekalkel b'chavala and b'avara chayiv? So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. We're going to have some rejections for that raya as well. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about cases, a variety of cases where shor gets damaged, but there's some doubt as to how that happened, which shor was the one that that damaged it, or things like that, where we're not sure exactly who did the damage, what the details of the damage are. So how much you're going to have to pay? What sort of assumptions do we make? That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion about the concept of mamon hamutal b'safek cholkin versus hamotzi mechavera lavaraya. How, in general, do we handle sfekos in dine mamonis? Is the Mishnah talking about a case where both people have a tainas bari, or is it where one has a tainas bari and one has a tainas shema? So that's also an interesting discussion. The concept of bari v'shema, bari adif, versus two people having a tainas bari. So that's going to be the discussion on Amud Beis. So let us begin Daf Lamed Hey, the very last complete daf of the third parak of Maseches Bava Kama. Again, we are holding Lamed Dalet Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that if a shor is madlik gadish on Shabbos, the Baal HaShor is going to be chayiv to pay for it. But if a guy himself was madlik the gadish on Shabbos, he's going to be pater. The melecha of mavir and all the other melechos of Shabbos, when are meant to achieve a certain purpose, and when you do it in a way that achieves that purpose, and it's a melechas machshavas, you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Avo Kameid Rabbi Yochanan, call him a kalkulin. Anyone who does melacha in a way that is destructive, that's not really to achieve a purpose, he's doing it in a way that is counterproductive. So Peturin, you're pater from any chiyuv on Shabbos, from the fact that that the Torah juxtaposes melacha Shabbos to melacha Samishkan, we learn that you're only chayiv on melachas machshavas, and therefore mekalkel is not included in the category of melachas machshavas. Now the chacham goes there, even on a mekalkel, that it's still going to be aser mitrabanan, but on a doraisa level, it's not included in the melacha. Chut michovel mavir, except if a person wounds or burns something on Shabbos, even shalol letzarech, he's going to be chayiv. The makor of the halacha is in Shabbos tafkuv vav. The Gemara over there darshens from the fact that the Torah has to be matir mila on Shabbos, so you see that any other chavala would be a surah, and you'd be chayiv for it. And similarly, from the fact that the Torah asers the burning of a bas kohen shezinsa on Shabbos, even though it's mekalkel l'chora, we see from there that mavir eish b'Shabbos b'alma is going to be chayiv even though it's mekalkel. That's where Rashi points out. He gives us that maramakom of how we know these two exceptions, that chovel and mavir are the exception. From the fact that the Torah has to tell me in particular instances that they're mutter, the implication is that normally it's aser mida oraisa. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says, Puk tani levra, go and teach that outside of the Beis HaMedrash. Chovel l'mavir ain't a Mishnah. Chovel l'mavir without any tzarech or chayit, to say that you're chayit for that, was never taught in the Beis HaMedrash. It's a mistake. Even your patur even on that when it's mekalkel. Vimtim tzilom or Mishnah, and even if you want to say that there were tanaim that did teach such a Mishnah, and those malachos in derech kilkel, you're going to be chayivan. We could say that it's talking about the chovel b'tzorich lekalbo, that in dafka in the case of chovel where you killed the behema in order to drink the dam al yedei kalbo, so that the dog and even klape the behema, the chavala is a kilkul, but there's a toelis in it. Even though klape the behema there's a kilkul, but there's a toelis, there's a tikkun for the kelev, in that you're providing the kelev the dam that he needs. And mavir b'tzorich, and when you're burning something, it's got to have some tikkun element to it, that you need those ashes. So there was a toelas to that srefa, and only in that case, meaning even if you're going to say that by chovel umavir, that when it's done b'derech kilkul, you're going to be chayiv, it's only if it's not totally b'derech kilkul, that there's some benefit that one is going to have from it. Now there is a machlokas, Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Shimon, the legabe makalkel al yidei asir. Asiyas Chabura, that according to Rabbi Shimon you're going to be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda you're pater. So the Rabbeinu Shmuel, who's quoted in Tosfos, holds that machlokas is the same machlokas as Rabbi Avohu and Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Avohu mekalkel is chayiv like Rabbi Shimon, and according to Rabbi Yochanan he disagrees, holds the mekalkel b'chabura and b'havar shalol tzorech is pater like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas over here when you're chovel b'behema l'tzorech kalbo and you're mavri l'tzorech hafaro, that's not mekalkel, that's mesakin, and you're going to be chayiv afilu l'das Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, asking on Rabbi Yochanan, Tanan, we have our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, Shoroshid, because a Gadish b'Shabbos, chayiv, that if your Shor lights a Gadish on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv to pay for that. V'hushid, because a Gadish b'Shabbos, pater, but if you light a Gadish on Shabbos, you're going to be pater, because you're chayiv misa. V'katani, and from the fact that the Mishnah equates the chi of Adam with the chi of Ashar, that who dumya desharo, that it must be, it's the same case that we're talking about an Adam lighting a Gaddish in the same way a shar would light a gadish. So masharu delokabayle, just like a shar makes the hezek with a srefa, even though there's no toeles in that maisa for the shar, he's not benefiting anything from burning something down. Sa'afunami delokabayle, it must be that when we talk about a person who's madlikas a gadish, it's a similar case where it's a total kilkul and he doesn't need it at all. And yet v'katani, Potter, you need the benafsho, and we say that you don't have to pay the mamon because you're nidon benafsho on the chi of misa. So don't you see that even when it's totally mekalkel, you're going to be chayiv? So says more low. The comparison between Adam and Shar in our Mishnah does not tell me necessarily that the Mishnah is talking about an Adam dumya deshara where there's no tzorech whatsoever, and memela an Adam is going to be potter from the tashlum because he's chayiv benafsho. Shoro dumya didei, the case of the Shor might be similar to the case of the Adam, meaning the starting point is what the case of the Adam is. That mahu de kabayle, that just like in a classic case of an Adam being chayiv misa for burning something on Shabbos, is when he needs that havara, when there's some sort of tikkun that he gets out of that havara. Afshoro de Kabayle. Maybe the case of the Shor in the Mishnah is also talking about where he needs that Avara. So by an Adam who has no need for that Avara, he's Pater Mimisa and he's Chayiv B'Tashlumin. But that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is that he has some sort of need. There is some sort of Tikkun. And the case of Shor must also be talking about a case where there's some sort of benefit. So says Mar, is there such a case? Shor Hechi Mishkachsa. How could it be? A Shor has a Tzorech? To a havara, so Amar Rav Avya Hach Ma'askinon b'shor pikeach shalslo neshicha begabo. Yeah, there's a case of a shor lighting something on fire where the shor gets some sort of tikkun out of it. How do you have that? You have a very very smart shor that has some sort of bite on its back. V'kabay lemikli v'ingada b'kumta, and he needs refua for his makkah, so he wants to burn down this gadish and to roll in the ashes because the ashes will be therapeutic for it. So it turns out that even for a shor, you have a case where it's a tikkun. Uminayadinan, how do I know that's why the shor burnt down the gadish to achieve this refuah? You can interview the shor and say, what were you thinking at the time that you burnt down the gadish? So that obviously doesn't attain bodasli shal in the lashon of the Gemara elsewhere. So it says, Gemara, the basa de kaliya coming down to bekumta. You just watch what it does, bekutma. You watch what it does, that if it burns it down and then it starts rubbing its back against the ashes, now you see what its kavana was the entire time. So you see that it had a beneficial purpose in burning it down. So says Gemara, umi ika ki agavna. I mean, it's a smart shor. Is there such a smart shor? Meaning, this almost sounds like lahavdi, like a Disney movie that the animals are talking and they have families and they have a shor that's able to do this. That he's a doctor shor and he knows how to treat his wounds. Says Gemara, there are such things. To Torah, Dava be Rav Papa. There was a shor that was in the house of Rav Papa. Dava ki yavin le chinche, that was having a toothache. Ayil upatke lenazyasa v'shase shichra v'itase. He went to a place that had a kli with beer in it, and he pushed the cover of the kli off, and he drank the beer, and it was a refua for his toothache. So you see that there is some sort of shor that is a pikeach ad kidekach, that he knows how to heal himself. He knows how to cure himself in certain circumstances. That's how Rashi explains that line. So now the Gemara discusses how we can say that our Mishnah is talking about when it's Shor Dumya Didei. So Amr Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, the Chacham said to Rav Papa, Mi Matzis Amrit Shor Dumya Didei? Can you really say that the Dinim of the Mishnah are talking about where the Shor is Dumya Da Adam? Meaning that, again, we assumed at first that the starting point is that the cases in our Mishnah is where there's no Toelis, because by a Shor there's never a Toelis. And we said, oh, the case of Adam must be where there's no Toelis also. And we thought that was a raya. And then we said, no, maybe the starting point in the Mishnah is that there is a toelis. And that's why you're chayiv for burning down the gadish, you're chayiv misa for burning down the gadish, because there is a toelis. And in the case of the shor, is dum yuda adam. So the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, can you really say that it's shoro dum yudidei v'hakatani? But the Mishnah says, shoro shebiyesh pater, v'hu shebiyesh chayiv. That if the shor does embarrasses someone through its damage, the bala shor is going to be pater. Whereas a person embarrasses someone through his damage, the person is going to be chayiv. So if you're going to say that the dinim and the mishnah are talking about shoro dumya didei, where the shor is similar to the person, and it's on that boshes that the person is going to be chayiv and the shor is going to be pater, well, that's difficult because an adam is not chayiv on boshes unless he has kavana levayish. Niskavan levayish hechim ishkachsa. How can you find Kavana Levayesh by a shor which doesn't have any das? So Rav Papa answers, the Mishnah is not talking about where it was Kavana Levayesh. No, the Mishnah is talking about where the Kavana was to do damage. And Afal Pikein, it's the case of Shor and Adam are the same, because by Adam also, if his Kavana was just to do damage, he's still going to be Chayv Mishum Boshes. Dama Mar Niskavin Lahazik, Af Bishol Niskavin Levayesh. That it's true you need kavana to be chayav for boshes, but you don't need kavana in order to, you don't need kavana to embarrass the other person. You just need kavana to damage the other person. Then you're going to be chayiv for the bosha. So the Gemara brings an additional teretz to be miyashiv the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that from our Mishnah there's no raya that chovel amaver chayiv misa even when they do it without any need. Rava says our Mishnah is talking about when it's dumya deshoro, that both the adam and the shor that are spoken about in our Mishnah are talking about where there's no toeles whatsoever. And yet the reason that the person is potter from payment when he burns down the Gadash on Shabbos is not because he's chayev misa, but rather masnisin b'shogeg, the nizakin that we speak about in our Mishnah are where he did it in a way that is shogeg, when there is no chayev misa. And the reason he's potter anyway from the payment, even though he's not chayev misa, uketetan de bechizkiya, is aligned with the Tana de Bechizkiya, because the Tana de Bechizkiya taught us, Make Adam and Make Behema, that just like by Haka'as Behema, you have to pay in any type of Haka'ah, so too by Haka'as Adam, that your Pater from Tashlum Hazak, it's a similar din in all those cases that your Pater. So, Ma Make Behema lo Chilaktaba, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, just like Make Behema, we didn't make any Chilik in that Haka'ah, whether the Haka'ah was Beshogeg or whether it was b'mezid bein miskavin l'shein miskavin, whether it was kavana or not with kavana, bein derech yirida, whether he was going down a ladder and through that yirida he fell b'shogeg on a behema and he killed the behema l'derech aliyah, or whether he was lifting the axe up and he killed and b'shogeg killa achriyad while he was lifting up the axe, and all these things there is no chilik, and the halacha is that l'potro mamon l'chayva mamon. We don't pater him from paying money. Rather, we're mechayev mamon in all these cases. So af makay adam lo tachlik bo bein shogig l'mezid bein miskavin l'shein miskavin bein derech ribida l'derech haria l'chayev mamon elo potro mamon. That so too when it comes to makay adam, if you kill the person in these cases, that you're going to be pater from mamon in all those cases. The chayav misa shogigin, even though you're not going to get misa for it because you did it b'shogig, you're going to be pater from any monetary payment. So you see that even when there is no chiyuv misa on the hariga, like when you killed b'shogeg, you killed shelo b'miskavein, you're still going to be pater from mamon, because had you done that very same thing b'mezid, you would have been chayiv misa, and we would have had kam lebidrav mine. So too when you do it b'shogeg. So over here also, when you're sorif the gadish and you're also chovel on Shabbos, or you do chavala rather on Shabbos, if you did it b'shogeg and without any kavana for the malacha, you're putter from payment. So you don't need to come to the point to say that the shor is burning the gadish for some sort of toelas, and that we're talking about the most brilliant shor you've ever met. No, both an adam and a shor that are mazik are talking about a case of mazik shalo b'kavana, and by the shor you chayiv on the maisa as opposed to by the adam where you're putter from the tashlumin, because had you been chovel umavir b'shabbos b'mezid, you'd be chayiv misa, and therefore you'd be chayiv misa for the chol Shabbos, and therefore, even though now you did a b'shoga, you're not chayiv misa, you're still going to be potter for tashlumin. So the Gemara says, how can you say the Mishnah is talking about a shogeg? Amar le Rabbanan le Rava, mi matzas mukmat la b'shogeg? Can you really say that the case of the melech savara in our Mishnah is done b'shogeg? Vaha mipnei shenidon b'nafshu katani. The Mishnah says that the reason that you're potter is that you are nidon b'nafshu, that you're chayiv misa. A shogeg is not chayiv misa. So hachikam, I know what the Mishnah means to say. It's not that you actually nidon b'nafshu, but given the b'mezid nidon b'nafshu, since had you done that very same thing b'mezid, you would be nidon b'nafshu. Now that you did it b'shogeg, you're not going to have to pay money. So vehechidami, what's the case where you're chayiv b'nafshu? The kabayla faro, where there is some sort of toelas in the burning that you need the ashes. So hashta b'shogeg pater. So therefore, even if you did it totally b'shogeg, you're going to be pater from any payment. Since there is a case where had you done it b'mezid, you would be nidon b'nafsho, now that you did it b'shogeg, you're going to be pater as well. So essentially, we thought we had a raya from our Mishnah that even if you do something in a completely mekalkel way, where there's no toelas whatsoever, you're going to be chayiv misa, as long as it's an inherently destructive malacha, like chovel l'mavir. And then we said, no, chovel l'mavir, even by chovel l'mavir, it has to be with some level of toelas. toelas, that there's got to be some level of toelas. And either the Mishnah is talking about that, it's talking about a case where there's some level of toelas, and that's why you chayiv misa in the case of a Mishnah, or no, maybe the Mishnah is not talking about where there's some level of toelas. The Mishnah is just talking about shogeg. But since had you done it b'mezid with some level of toelas, you'd be chayiv. So when you do it, you'd be chayiv misa, and therefore pater minat tashlumin. So when you do it b'shogeg, you're also going to be pater minat tashlumin. Good. So that is the first sugya. Now we're going to discuss, the new Mishnah is going to discuss various fakos when it comes to claims of money, where the pasuk says, where we're going to see, the Mishnah is going to say later on daf mem vav, that zeh klal gadol b'din hamotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. That generally speaking, when it comes to dine mamonis, the most important rule is hamotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. Now min haTorah, it's a din daraisa that Bezin cannot be motzi mamon until the Toveya brings a raya with Edim, and he's mevara the suffix in front of Bezin. Pasuk says, "V'lazakenim asher shavulanu b'zeh ad asher noshav aleichem v'inei Aaron v'chori machem mi baldvarim yigash aleihem." So we darsh mi baldvarim should be yagish raya aleihem. That you see that Bezin cannot be motzi mamon unless you're yagish raya, unless you're able to produce a raya, which means a raya gemura with Aden, that you're able to prove it unequivocally. So now, says the Mishnah, shor shayi rodef achor shor acher, a shor is chasing after another shor, vuhuzak, and the nirdaf, the one that was being chased after, gets damaged, ze omer, so the bal hashor that got damaged says to the bal hashor that was chasing after it, shor chahizik, your shor damaged me, vize omer, and the bal hashor harodef, the one that was doing the chasing, said, Loki, no, you're incorrect, elo, laka. No, your shor was running and it tripped and it hurt itself on a rock, and it wasn't because my shor that was being rodef after it. So the halacha is hamotzi mechavero lav haraya, that it's on the bal hashor nizak to bring a raya that he was in fact damaged by the shor that was rodef, and if he doesn't bring a raya, then we don't collect the nezek from the bal hashor harodef. Hayushnayim rodef ma'achar echad. Let's say there were two shvarim that were belonged to two different people that were chasing after one shor that belonged to one person, and the shor and nirdaf got damaged. Ze omer, the bal, one of the road, the owners of a shor that was rodef, said to the other owner of the shor that was rodef, shor chayhizik, was your shor that did the damage. Ze omer, and the other said right back to him, no, shor chayhizik, meaning we know one of our shvarim is the one that did the damage, but each one points the finger at the other one. Shneim peturim, they're both going to be patur, because each one is able to push it off to the other one. Im hayushneim shel ish echad, if both of the shvarim that were rodfim belong to the same person, then shneim chayavim, then they're both going to be chayiv because certainly one of them did the damage. So as long as one of them did the damage, and they both belong to the same person, so it's not about the shor, it's really about the person, the owner of the shor. So we know for sure that Reuven owes Shimon money, so therefore Reuven is going to have to pay. Now, some introduction to the rest of the Mishnah. A nezek that we're going to discuss in our Mishnah is considered mishuna, that you're only going to have to pay chatzi nezek if the animal is still a tam, and if he was a muad when he does damage, you pay nezek shalem. We already learned that a nezek of a short tam only pays megufo, because the pasuk says v'chiyig of shor ish esharei meis ummachru es ashar achay v'chatzu es kaspo v'gamis hameis yachtsun. So if by selling the shor that did the damage, you would not be able to raise the money to pay for the nezek, so you're pater from anything beyond the value of the shor hamazik. So we have to recall that din, that shor tam, who's mazik in an ofen mishuna, in a mishuna dik away, which makes it the definition of keren, pays chatzi nezek, but not just that it pays chatzi nezek, but the chatzi nezek has a max. It's only megufo. So now, what happens if you have short times that belong to short times that belong to one person, but a echad gadol v'echad katan, one of the shvarim that was doing the chasing was a larger shor and the other one was a smaller shor. So nizik amar gadol nizik, the nizik says, oh, it must be your larger shor that did the damage, because he's looking to max out his payment at a higher value. So if the maximum is going to be the value of the shor amazik, he wants to say that it's the more expensive shor that damaged his sharva mazagomer loki elakata nisik. He says, no, I know you think that my big shar is the big bully, but no, he's a teddy bear. It's my little shar that went crazy and did this damage. So or if he, the mazik had two oxen, echotam vechon muad. One of them is a tam and the other one was a muad. Hanizik amar muad hizik. So the nizik says it was the muad, and therefore you have to pay me nizik shalei min aliyah, because that's what you pay when a muad does the damage. No, you're incorrect. It was my short tam that did the damage, and therefore I'm only going to be chayiv chatzi nezek migufo. So I'm motzi mechaver lavaraya. Since the nizik is the one that wants to get money out of the mazik, he's the one that has to bring a raya that a muad was the one that did the damage, or that the shor gadol is the one that did the damage. And if he's unable to bring a raya, so then he's only going to be able to collect that which the mazik was moda to. Hayu hanizakin shnayim echad gadol veechad katan v'chein amazikin shnayim echad gadol veechad katan. Let's say they were both tamin and you have to pay chatzi nezek migufa for each one. There were two maziks and two niziks, and each one was large, one was small. Hanizik amar gadol hizik as a gadol. The nizik says that your large shard damaged my large shard katan as a katan, and your small shard damaged my small shard. So we should sell both your large and your small shard and pay chatzi nezek of what happened to my shvarim from the proceeds. V'amazik omer loki elo katan as a gadol. The mazik says, no, it was my small shard that damaged your large shard. In order to pay chatzi nezek, you sell the shard katan, and from the proceeds of that sale, you pay for the chatzi nezek of the shard nezek. And if it doesn't add up, it doesn't come to, you know, if your large shard that we damaged was $500 of damage, and my whole shard that was mazik is only worth $100, you're not going to get $250 of chatzi nezek. You're only going to get $100. So and begadol as a katan, and it was my large shard that damaged your katan. And so the halacha is, so when you sell the gadol from the value from the proceeds of that sale, you pay up until chatzi nezek. You're not going to have to pay more than that. So the mazik would get off with paying less if it's true that the gadol was mazik the katan and the katan the gadol. Or echotam vechon muad, or like we said before, the case doesn't have to be one gadol, one katan. One of them is a tam and one of them is a muad, and he was mazik a shor gadol and a shor katan. So hanizik omer, the nizik says muad hizik as a gadol. Your shor muad was mazik my large shor, which means you have to pay nezik shalim for my more expensive shor. V'tam is a katan, and your shor tam was mazik my less expensive shor. So you only have to pay chatzi nezik on my less expensive shard. So if the nizik had a $500 shard and a $100 shard, by saying that the muad was mazik my $500 shard, I'm going to collect $500. The tam was mazik my $100 shard, I'm going to collect $50. So that's going to be $550. However, had it been the reverse, if your shard tam was mazik my $500 shard, I only get $250 for that. And if your shard muad was mazik my $100 shard, I get $100 for that. It's going to be a total of $350. So it's going to be a lot less. So if mazik omer loki, the tam is a gadol. The mazik says, oh, it was the tam that was mazik your gadol, umuad es hakatan, and the shor muad that was mazik the smaller shor. Hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. So once again, the way we resolve all of this is hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. So now, in our Mishnah, it turns out that whenever there's a suffix of mamon, the halacha is, the Mishnah is very clear, hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya. Now, we're going to have a Mishnah later on Daf Mem Vav that's going to tell us that there is a shita of sumchus, where sumchus disagrees with this klal gadol, and he says that mamon amutal besafek are cholkin, that the balidin split any mamon that's besafek. So now we're going to discuss the halachos of mamon amutal besafek. There are three types of sfekos when it comes to dine mamon. This is a point of introduction. When balidin come with a taina that they know bivadaus what happened at the time of the safek, or they knew bivadaus what happened at the time of the safek, like in the case of our Mishnah where the balashar amazik says he knows bivadaus which shar was nogeach which other shar, and the balashar nizik says I also know bivadaus, I also have a tainus bari. So that's what we call bari ubari, that each one comes with a tainus bari that this is what happened. Second case is they don't know exactly what happened, but each one is just trying to say whatever comes out best for him. So that's what we call shema v'shema, meaning none of us were here, none of us saw who damaged what, but the nizik wants to, it says it could be that it worked out in my favor, and the mazik says or it could be it worked out in my my favor. So that's Shema V'Shema. And then, of course, you have a case of Bari V'Shema, where one of them claims to know exactly what happened, and the other one says, I don't know exactly what happened, but I also don't think you know exactly what happened. So I have a title Shema, but I don't think either of us know, and it's possible that I get the upper hand. So Amrim Chia Baraba, Zosomeres Chalukum Lav Chaver Val Sumchas, Tamar Mamlum Mutal Basavik V'Alach, in our Mishnah, that when it comes to all these Sveikos in our Mishnah, that we say, Amotzi Mechaver Lav Haraya, tells me that that our Mishnah is Cholik on Sumchas, because Sumchas holds Mamlum Mutal Basavik is Cholkin. So Rabbi Bar Mamal says, Amrim Rabbi Abba Mamal Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amar Sumchas, does Sumchus say his din Mamlum Savi Cholkin Afilu Bari Ubari, even when it's Tainus Bari Ubari? In our Mishnah, we're talking about where each of the Bali Din come with a Tainus Bari. And if Sumchus didn't say his din in the case of Bari Ubari, then our Mishnah is not necessarily against Sumchus. Meaning Sumchus may have only said Mamlum Mutl Savi Cholkin when they're not both coming with a Tainus Bari. But if they're both coming with a Tainus Bari, maybe he agrees that Amotzi Mechaver Lavaraya. So I'm in Amar Sumchus, Afilu Bari Ubari. You should know, Sumchus says his din even in case of Bari Ubari, and therefore our Mishnah is against Sumchus, because our Mishnah's case of Bari Ubari, and our Mishnah does not say Mamlum Mutl Basavi Cholkin. Our Mishnah says, Amotzi Mechavero, Allah Faraya, Umi Maid Masnisin Bari Ubari. How do I know that our Mishnah is talking about a case where each of the Bali Din come with the Tainas Bari, the Katani, because it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Ze Omer Sharcha Hizik, Vize Omer Loki, because it says in the Mishnah that one guy says Shor Chizik, and the other one says, no, it's Besela Laka. Loki sounds like a Tainus Bari. Loki says, you're wrong, it's not what happened, this is what happened. So that sounds like a Tainus Bari. So Rav Papa asks, and the fact that we're saying that our Mishnah is talking about a Bari Ubari, Maskafla Rav Papa, you can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a Bari Ubari, because Midrashah Bari Ubari, Sefanami Bari Ubari, because you would imagine that the Mishnah remains consistent throughout, that if the Mishnah starts out talking about a case where they both come with the Tainus Bari, then the continuation of the Mishnah is also talking about where they're both coming with the Tainus Bari, because otherwise the Mishnah would have made the Chiluk within keeping all the other details the same, and yet each case of the Mishnah changed some other detail, right? So it seems like that everything else remains consistent. Now let's see what the rest of the Mishnah said. Ema Seifa, it says in the Seifa of the Mishnah that when both of the Shvarim belong to the same person, Hayecha Gadol Vecha Katan, but one of them was large and one of them was small. Nizik Omer Gadol Hizik Umazik Omer Loki Ela Katan Nizik. The Nizik says that the Gadol is Mazik, and the Mazik says, no, it was the Katan that did the Mazik. Or Echatam Vechan Muad Nizik Omer Muad Hizik Vamazik Omer Loki Ela Tam Hizik, that they argue whether it was my Shar Muad that damaged you, or is my Shar Tam that damaged you. Hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. We said hamotzi mechaver lavaraya. Hello, my siraya. Shakel kadamer mazik. Sounds like if the nizik is unable to bring a raya that the shor gadol or the shor muad was the one that did the damage, so then he's going to be paid based on what the mazik had said, which means chatzin nezek and migufo of the shor tam, even though he was telling bevadaus that the tam is not the one that did the damage. So if Papa now brings home the kasha, then it would turn out that this halacha is a kasha on Rabbi Bar Nasan, the Amar, because he talks about a case where a person is toveya a particular object from his friend, and the nitva is moda that he owes him a different object. Tanu chitim b'hodilo b'sarim. If I tell you, you owe me chitim, and you say, no, but I don't owe you nothing, but I'm not moda b'mitzos to the chitim. I don't owe you any chitim, but I also don't owe you nothing. I owe you something else entirely. I owe you some. So the halach is that the nitva is potter. He doesn't have to pay chitim, nor does he have to pay sa'orim. Why doesn't he have to pay chitim? Because he was never moda that he's chayiv chitim, so he was kofar behem. And the sa'orim, he doesn't have to pay sa'orim, because we're talking about the case where the tovea that was tovea chitim said, you do not owe me sa'orim, you owe me chitim. So even if the nitva was in fact chayiv to give him sa'orim, he's mochel when he says, you don't owe me sa'orim. So if he told me, I don't know, I'm not going to pay him. So in our Mishnah, it's the very same thing, that the Tovea says, B'tainas Bari, that you owe me Dmei Muad, and the Nitva says, B'tainas Bari, that he owes him something else, meaning Dmei Tam, and the Mishnah Paskins, that you pay based on what he was Moda. So it's the Kasha and Rabbi Bar Nasan who Paskin, that the Nitva should be Potter entirely. Ooh, so the only other way out to explain our Mishnah is, Ella, B'bari V'Shema. It must be that in the case of our our Mishnah, one of them is having a Tainas Bari, and the other one has a Tainas Shema. Dekamar Bari Man, Dekamar Shema Man. Well, says Gemara, who is the one that has the Tainas Bari, the Mazik or the Nizik? And who's the one that has the Tainas Shema? Is it the Mazik or the Nizik? So the Gemara suggests three possibilities in how to tighten up our Mishnah. E name it, Dekamar Nizik Bari, Dekamar Mazik Shema. If you want to say that the Nizik comes with the Tainas Bari, that it was your sharp Mu'ah that did the damage, and the Mazik says, maybe it was my Tam that did the damage, and you get paid based on the Tam. It would still be a Kasha, Rab Bar Nasan, because when the Nizik comes with the Tainas Bari, that it wasn't your Shar Tam, he's being Mochel, any payment of the Shar Tam. Ella, so a second possibility is to come a Nizik Shema, come a Mazik Bari. The Nizik says, maybe it was your Shar Mu'ah that did the damage. And the Mazik says, no, I am sure that it was my Shar Tam that did the damage. Umi Desefa Nizik Shema Mazik Bari, Reishanami Nizik Shema Mazik Bari. So to keep the Mishnah consistent, that would mean the Reish is also talking about a case where the Nizik comes with the Taina Shema and the Mazik with the Taina Bari. Vamar Sumchis Afilu Bahad, Isruch Hashminan, to lo, that even in this case, where the Nizik is towing Tainas Shema, Sumchus holds that you split the money based on his Tainas Shema. And that's why the Chum and our Mishnah have to disagree with Sumchus and say that in such a case, we do not split the money. We say, Amotzi Mechavre Elav Haraya. Now, it's Pasha that in such a case that the Toveya comes with the Tainas Shema and the Nitva responds with the Tainas Bari, that Sumchus is molded to the Chumim. So it says, Merlo, so you cannot say that our Mishnah is talking about that case. So what is the case in our Mishnah? Seifa Nizik Shema Umazik Bari, Reisha Nizik Bari Umazik Shema. It must be that the Mishnah is inconsistent, that the Seifa is coming, the Seifa is talking about a case where the Nizik has a Tainas Shema and the Mazik has a Tainas Bari, and the Reisha is where the Nizik has a Tainas Bari and the Mazik has a Tainas Shema that maybe was Besela Laka. So it's only in that case where we don't know exactly, the Mazik doesn't know exactly what happened, that Sumchus holds that Cholkin, because it was Hura Kochu Shel Mazik by being Tony in the Tainas Shema, that the Mazik is weakening his position by not arguing clearly, by saying that he's not sure himself, and therefore cannot say Hamotzimech Haver Olav Haraya, and we would say Cholkin, and that's what Chum or Cholik on Sumchus, and they say that it's the Yada Nitva is always Ala Eliona, that the person who you're trying to get money out of always has the upper hand, and you're not going to get money out of him unless you have a clear Raya. Voladami Rishul Seifa, but the problem in interpreting the Mishnah that way is then it's inconsistent. The Reisha and the Seifa are talking about two different types of cases. So that doesn't work out. So Amri, you could say that the two cases are between the Bali Din is Bari Vishema, Shema Ubari Chad Milsihi. Maybe you could say that's not inconsistent. They're both cases of Bari Vishema, because it's just that we flipped who's the Bari and who's the Shema. So that's considered to be the same basic outline that our Mishnah is talking about, only cases of Bari Ushema. It's just that we flip in the Mishnah who the Bari is and who the Shema is. But Bari Ubari, Shema Ubari, Tremili Ninu. Whereas, if part of the Mishnah were about Bari Ubari and the other part of the Mishnah were about Bari Ushema, that would be considered two separate things. And that would be considered an inconsistency in the Mishnah. So Gufa says, let's analyze what Rabbi Bar Nosson just said, that Ram Rabbi Bar Nosson Tano Chitin v'Hodol B'Saorin Potter, that if I claim that you owe me Chitim and you say no, I don't owe you any Chitim, I only owe you Saorim, then you're Potter. Ma'ika Mashman Tanina, this is already a Brisa in Masech Shavuos. Tano Chitin v'Hodol B'Saorin Potter. So answer Gemara, Ime Hasam, had we only had that Brisa, have a mina Potter midme Chitin v'Chayv midme Saorin. I would have thought that Potter doesn't mean that you're entirely Potter. I would have thought Potter just means that I don't have to pay for the more expensive item for the chitim, but I still have to pay for the value of the sa'orim. So kamash mlan de pater le gamri. That's what it comes to teach me, that no, pater means pater, that it means pater le gamri. So Tanan, so it says the Gemara, we can ask Akasha from our Mishnah on this din of Rabba Bar Nasan. Let's say there were two animals that got damaged, one was large, one was small, and there were also two animals that did the damage, one was large and one was small. So the Nizik says, your large animal damaged my large animal, your small animal damaged my small animal. And the Mazik said, no, it was the Katan that was Mazik the Gadol, and the Gadol that was Mazik the Katan. So we said, Halomai see raya shakil kedamer mazik. Sounds like if the nizik does not bring a raya, so then you pay based on what the mazik said. So amai chitim usarim ninu. Isn't that exactly a case of chitim usarim, that one guy claims chitim and the other one admits to saorim, because you're being towing min echad and moda, an entirely different min, so you should be pater entirely like Rabbi Bar Nasan. So answers the Gemara. The Mishnah does not mean to say that that you take based on what the mazik was moded to, but ro'i litol ve'ein lo. No, what it's saying is that had you been able to bring a raya that he owed you chitim, you'd be able to get chitim, but now you can't take anything because you didn't bring a raya. Iva tanya reza mishtalim ala katan me'agadol agadol me'akatan. But don't we have a brisa that elaborates on our Mishnah and says that you get paid from the mazik for the katan, the animal that got damaged, from his gadol animal that's presumed to have done the damage, and for your gadol animal that got damaged from his katan animal that was presumed to do the damage. So you see that's directly against Rabbi Bar Nasan, who says you should get nothing. So the Gemara is miyashev. Really the mazik doesn't pay anything. And the Bryce is talking about where you pay for the Bryce that talks, says you do get paid based on the katan, is the tafas, is where you already toe-faced the mamon. So now the motzi mechaver olav raya switches because you already grabbed the money, and that's why you're going to be pater in that case. But from tomorrow, we'll have yet another kasha from our Mishnah on Rabbah Bar Nasan. Everyone have a wonderful day.